Alex Jones Show.
We are coming to the end of the old global system. They're trying to bring in their hellish global cashless society, but they need to be seen as the saviors to get us to accept that. That's why broadcasts like this and the important work of now our view of the world, which is from the globalist own battle plan, but we oppose that, becomes mainstream. And thanks to all of you spreading the word over the years, we are. And I am very satisfied. I wouldn't call it pride. I'm not really a prideful person. I don't think, oh, I'm so great. In fact, it's very humbling. But it has been this audience and the crew and our hard work and the guests and all of us together, and of course myself has contributed some, to popularizing how the world really works. I mean, this show is not a political diversion. I use the example of Friday. I'm getting coffee in the morning, Fox News, 10 a.m., but an hour before I go on, I'm sitting there reading, you know, news articles, and I look up and I watch about 10 minutes of Fox with the Chiron on the bottom and a debate about, does Kamala Harris care about the border? Well, I mean, they said surge the border. The UN NGOs bring the illegals in. They then sheep dip them and erase their identities and disappear all these little kids by the hundreds of thousands. That's not, does she care? Yeah, they've destroyed it. It's not like she's done a bad job. A serial killer kidnaps your wife and tortures her to death. They didn't do a bad job. It's not they don't care about your wife. They wanted to torture and kill her because they like it. So I keep going back to this. It's on purpose. Trump's like, oh, the Biden administration, incompetent idiots. They've destroyed everything. They're morons. No, they're run by evil people. They're just puppets. And Elon Musk said that yesterday. He said, these people know what they're doing. They're evil. He said, Harris and them are just puppets. Yes. 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 And so you think Kirk Elliott and I want to get up here? Have you heard me with a gold sponsor, long-term listeners, for 12 years? No, because gold and silver was not a good market. And I wasn't thinking of Kirk Elliott. I just went out and these big mainline, you know, companies came along. And this is really important. This is about how good I am. Okay, because I won't do bad stuff. If I was going to be bad, why not just go all the way? You know what I mean? All these other great talk show hosts don't understand it. And I've even told them behind the scenes, they're starting to wake up, that people will sell you collectible silver and gold. And yeah, you could argue in some place in the world at some time, it could go up and you could make a bunch of money off of it, but it's speculative. When you buy gold and silver at wholesale, you don't get it at spot. Anybody says they've got spots, lying to you. Spots out of the ground daily. The price of it globally is a commodity. It's like the price of oil. You don't get oil at spot. You don't get gold at spot. That's as a commodity. And then it extrapolates out with refining and transportation and, you know, and sales and insurance and all that goes into it. When you get it at wholesale, that's the real price of it. You get gold and silver at wholesale. When you're buying it from Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, you can go to Kitco. You can go to CNBC. You can go to the Wall Street Journal. You can go to any of the and look at and just type in the wholesale of gold and silver. And you'll know when you buy it, you're getting it for the lowest price you can, and it's in stock and it's ready to ship to you. It's not rocket science. This is the place to get it. It's a no-brainer. And I'm going to say it again, because the offers get bigger and bigger. And I'm not a nasty person. I don't name names. But I'll get these big calls, and they'll say, we'll pay you $2 million a month, Mr. Jones. It'll solve all your problems. We want you to start pitching our company. And I go, yeah, let me call you back. Go look at all the reviews, all the stuff. And it's like, you think I want to sell little old ladies and people on the low end of the thing, 30% markup, telling them that it's a precious thing? When they're in that big trouble ever trying to sell it back from what they got it. I don't need that. I mean, I'd sell it to the new world. If I'm going to be evil, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, I mean, I had Henry Kissinger, the head of the Kissinger Group, in front of my producer. Only reason I ever tell that story is that's the one time globalists didn't say it was off record. Because I have an off record discussion. It's not criminal. I won't violate that, or I won't get told stuff. Like RFK Jr. will announce coming up this Friday that he will be endorsing Trump in a press conference with Trump. People are like, you're crazy. It's not happening. Happened just as I told you. Won't tell you the source because I'd lose the source. The point is, when I tell you to get your silver and gold from Kirk Elliott, it's the best deal. And yeah, he only charges 8%. Then he's got all the things and all the infrastructure and all the buildings and all the stuff and his sponsorship. And we get a little piece of that. So the more gold and silver you buy from him, the more sponsorship he gives us and the more we can stay on air. That's my mission. But he's got to sell a lot of it with the sponsorship to be able to us to get some real money in here. So that's how it works. Evil's quicker, easier, more seductive. You know, why Darth Vader joined the dark side? Quicker, easier, more seductive. I'm not going the quick and easy way. Okay? So you get the best deal here. Keeps us on the air. There's no discussion that if you're deciding to get silver and gold, you need to call them up, free consultation, and here's the best part. You ever want to sell it back? Zero cost. Zero. Nobody that's big does that. And a lot of little places say they do it. Try it when it comes time. This guy's been around 25 years. So I'm bringing you the surest thing there is, and nothing's perfect, but I don't tell you something unless I really think it's the best thing. And you've seen him on for a year, and you've seen everything he said come true. So call him tonight. And they get really busy sometimes. So it might be a day till they call you back. And then they'll try to talk to you and find out all your this and that. No, and that's great. I would just cut to the chase, and I'd move into silver. And as soon as that ratio hits soon, then Kirk will tell you when it's time to get into gold. And you can sit there with a calculator and figure it out yourself. Anything real can be figured out, folks, okay? All right? So this is the no-brainer. This is the move. The only thing sure in this world is God loves you and made you. Okay? So but in the financial world, and out of all the bad that's happening, if you the people perish for lack of knowledge, as Christ said. We have the knowledge. It's not even complex. I've never in my 30 years on air seen something this obvious, okay? And even if it doesn't explode up a bunch, which it already has, and they're now admitting, oh, it's going to go up even higher probably, it doesn't matter because everything's going digital and fiat. That's all insane and dangerous. So regardless, it is something as a hedge against all this uncertainty. Kirk, I'm ranting here, but I want you to get back in all the news and all the documents you sent me. And by the way, it's a two-hour FDIC meeting, and I always tell the crew, get the FDIC clip. And they kind of find the one that's strong but not as strong. So later when this goes to archive, just put this clip actually on the front of the interview. But here's the actual clip of what I was talking about. It's not the crew's fault. When I tell them, get me the FDIC clip, and there's like, you know, 2 hours of it, how are they supposed to know what I want? They're not telepaths. But the crew thought, isn't this the clip you want? So they actually got the clip I wanted without me asking. Here it is.
Be accessible when people need to know. But I don't think you have much hope of reaching a public that doesn't have a professional need to know.
I completely agree with that. I almost think you'd scare the public if you put this out. Like, why are they telling me this? Should I be concerned about my bank? Like, my insurance company doesn't tell me what they're doing with my assets. They just assume they're going to pay my claim, right? I think you've got to think of the unintended consequences of taking a public that has more full faith and confidence in the banking system than maybe people in this room do, that we want them to have full faith and confidence in the banking system. They know the FDIC insurance is there. They know it works. They put their money in. They're going to get their money out. So there's a select crowd of people that are in the institutional side. And if they want to understand this, they're going to find a way to understand this. There's a bunch of law firms represented in this room. There's a bunch of people that will charge them by the hour, a lot of money to explain this all to them. And it's fine. I don't have a problem with that. And they all have huge staffs. But I would be careful about the unintended consequences of starting to blast too much of this out in the general public.
Yeah, the consequences of blasting this out. So let's take the graphic down. I'm going to show people this. And again, this is on the Federal Reserve site. This is all over the news. You can type this headline and you'll get mainstream news with this headline. Update, collapse is coming. Unrealized losses at U.S. banks are 7 times at least, because they hide a lot of them, higher than the 2008 financial crisis. So you understand what that means. It means the banks have already gone belly up. The public just hasn't been told this yet. And so we don't want this to come true, but we have a responsibility to tell you it's already happened. Basically, the economy is a zombie, and now the big money's pulled another $70 billion out in just the last few weeks. So the exit, the rush, the exits has begun. Dr. Elliott, you don't like to put exact time frames on it, but I asked you a few weeks ago, when is it happening? You said, it's here. You said, I expect it to begin the next few weeks. I don't see how long this can go now without it becoming just, you know, household information.
I don't either. You know, when we talked about that a few weeks ago, it's like, okay, I think it could happen before the election, which is 15 days away. But I think certainly by the end of the year, you're going to see something big, whether it's a black swan event, whether it is a big bank failing, and this movement in silver will cause one of the big banks to fail. And I think probably I don't know which big one, but there's five of them that I would be very suspect with: JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America, HSBC. You know, all of these have massive amounts of silver shorts. And I think this is why Putin is behind it and buying silver, so it causes the price to go up. But when you look at it, that's the immediate, right? When you look at the more of the long term, and you hear Kamala's talking points about how Bidenomics is great and they're happy with Bidenomics, like, how could you be, right? Because so look at this situation, why I think we're going to have more withdrawals from banks than we have deposits. Total currency and credit derivatives now in the world, $633 trillion, Alex, $633 trillion. That's a lot of debt when that derivatives bubble explodes. Now, let's look at where we are with inflation, right? And this is all pointing towards banks are going to fail, because the median income in 2000 was $32,000 a year. Today, it's $39,761. Income in 24 years has gone up 23%. What has a new house gone up from? 167,000 average to 401,000 average. It's more than doubled. How about the price of a new car? Went from 22,000 to 49,000, more than doubled. How about the cost of college tuition? 10,851 to 26,000.